They bring a maaser from the Chofetz Chaim, where somebody once noticed the Chofetz Chaim was fasting. It was a little bit unusual for the Chofetz Chaim in his age, even though he was a very big tzaddik, b'chulei. The Chofetz Chaim then generally didn't fast on a regular basis. They noticed that he was fasting, he offered him breakfast, he didn't take it. What's the matter, Rebbe? He said, I'm fasting. So they pushed him and they pushed him, what's the pshat, why the Rebbe is fasting? And he explained, and he said, that the reason why I'm fasting is a tainus chaloyim. I'm fasting for a bad dream. So they said, a bad dream of the Chofetz Chaim. How bad can it be of a dream? How can it be that the Chofetz Chaim had a bad dream? What was the dream that caused the Chofetz Chaim to fast? So they didn't want to reveal it. They pushed him and said, Rebbe, please, Torah hevelim that need tzorich. Well, you might just want to know what was the dream of the Chofetz Chaim that caused him to actually fast. And he said it was a shreklech chaloyim, a really bad, terrifying nightmare. It wasn't just a dream, it was an absolute nightmare. That's what the Chofetz Chaim. So what was it? What could it be, the Chofetz Chaim? He says, I dreamt that I became a rich man. That was the dream that he had. And it was so gefährlich, so unbelievable, such a nightmare, that the Chofetz Chaim said, I had to fast on that. They said, Rebbe, what's the big deal? You become rich? No! See, I have a bit of extra money. He said, no. Do you know the achrayas of a person that has extra money? Of a person that has money that he doesn't need extra money? When a person is wealthy, he has a tremendous, tremendous responsibility. You know how hard the halachas of lending money, giving stock, b'chuli are. It's a lot of halachas that a person has to know. Mimela, it's a tremendous responsibility of a person if he has money. Rabbi Saul Salanta famously actually also said the similar art. Rabbi Saul Salanta said that having money is a tremendous, tremendous responsibility. There was a maisa once when Rabbi Saul Salanta's wife actually purchased a lottery ticket. Rabbi Saul Salanta, his wife, she bought a lottery ticket. So what did he do? He comes along with Rabbi Saul Salanta and he says, and he gets two edim in front of him, and he says to these two edim, and he says, I'm telling you in front of two edim, two witnesses, that if my wife wins the money of this lottery, I am denouncing any involvement in that. It belongs nothing to do with me. It's fully hers and I don't want to have anything to do with it. And he said, no, what's the big deal? You know what you can do with money? Stock a chesed, this, that. He said, you have to understand something. The responsibility that comes with the person that has extra money, that person that has money, is a tremendous thing. And he said, I want to give you an example. He says, next door to me, I have a very, very, very poor family. The kids walk around with tattered clothing. The mother, every time she gives birth to another baby, she needs to drink extra milk, but she doesn't have the money for the milk. And the kids are walking around hungry half the time without supper. Mamish, I don't even know, terrible matzav. And he said, you know, in Shamayim, they're going to come to me, and they're going to say, what is the pshat that you didn't help your neighbor? You're going to help them, money, come on, Nebuch, they needed something. So it would be so salanta. You know what my terrors will be? My terrors will be, I didn't have a penny of my own. That's the pshat. When a person has extra money, he has to realize it's a tremendous, tremendous yisoid of responsibilities we see from the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Saul Salanta v'chulei, that there's a tremendous responsibility involved. But it's Hashem, I'd like to go through the inyonim of lending money. As we'll see, Be'ez Hashem is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah, a tremendous achrayis, and something that's very, very special to learn about. As the Maaseh, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, had absolutely no lack of resources. HaKadosh Baruch Hu very easily could have created the world in a mahalach, in a way that every single person has the amount of money that he needs at exactly the right time. He doesn't need any more money, he doesn't need to borrow any money, he doesn't need chesed from anybody, b'chulei. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Ruchem from the Meir once explained the pshat is that there's a reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam created stock up. It was not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there were poor people in the world, so maybe let's make a mitzvah called stock so everybody will have what they need. And the Maaseh is faket. The Ribbono Shel Olam purposely created the poor people in order to give the rich man, the person with more means, an opportunity to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now it's very, very interesting. Let's go through a little bit of the makar of lending money, right? It's a shaila from stock, it's a shaila from chesed, it's a shaila from mitzvah. I'm going to tell you, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem. Let's start like this. The Pasuk actually says as follows, and this is the makar for lending people money. Lending money from money. The pasuk goes like this: Im kesev talve es ami es ha'oni imoch loisi aloi v'chole. That's lashon of the pasuk. Now, before we get into exactly how to understand this pasuk la'alof la'maisa, Fred the Orachaim Hakodesh, an unbelievable pshat. Mamish, the Orachaim Hakodesh. The Orachaim Hakodesh says like this: If it's true that you are mechuyev to lend somebody money. It's a chiyev. It's a mefurish shulchan aruch. We'll see Beis Hashem what that we paskel halacha. If lending money is a chiyev, so why does the Torah use a lashon of im? Im kesef talv. I mean if. What's if? So we'll see Beis Hashem what Rashi brings down from the Mechilta. But the Rechaim HaKadosh is asking, it's mashmoyes from the posse that we're dealing with an optional mitzvah. Stop! If you want to, so we're shush. It's a nice thing to do. Oh, but a chiv it's not. But we know that it's a chiv for a person to lend money. What's the pshat? So a Chaim HaKodesh comes along with a gavaldige, gavaldige yisoid. Zug d'or a Chaim HaKodesh. He says like this. He says the yisoid that we mentioned before, that Abad the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has enough money to go around. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need the rich man to give to the poor man v'chole. He doesn't need people to lend money because there's not enough to go around. Abad the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has enough that everybody should have enough. Oh, but the Maisa, he wants to understand that this person that needs the money, right? Again, he could be a wealthy fellow, but right now he needs to borrow money. What's the pshat? He's not zoicha to get it directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he has to have other people to give it to him. What's the pshat? Says the Rechaim HaKodesh, Vaistos to Oni, the person that needs the money at this moment of time, has an onish. He needs to get a sickle of punishment, and he needs to get a bit of embarrassment to ask someone else for money. It's a little bit embarrassing. And mainly because of that, the Oni needs to have a little bit of a kapora. That's the reason why he doesn't get it directly from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He has to get it from somebody else. Right? And there's two reasons. Like we said, number one, as a kapora for some of his aveiros. And number two, like we mentioned, to give the wealthy person an opportunity to do mitzvahs with his money, to lend him money, to give him money, whatever the mitzvahs may be. Right? The answer is, say that. Very nice. What's that going to do with the im? How does that answer the question? The Chaim wanted to say, ask a question, why if it's a chiv to lend money, does it say im, which is mashma if you want rishus mitzvah, nice thing to do, but we know there's a chiv for a person to lend money. Listen to how he learns pshat in the pasuk. It's amazing. You look at it afterwards yourself. A couple of weeks ago, we just had it in the parasha. You look up yourself. It's Or HaChaim HaKodesh. It's unbelievable how he learns pshat. Look at Or HaChaim HaKodesh wants to learn. He says to Or HaChaim HaKodesh like this: Im, if a person finds himself in a situation that you have everything you need, lend money to other people. Why? Esa'oni, the next chalik of the pasuk, meaning the portion that should have been given to the oni, imoch, has been given to you, and therefore you got to share it with him. The Rechaim HaKodesh is teaching us such a yesoid that we have to understand. People often think, you know, when someone comes to offer them money, you know, can I borrow 10 shekel, this, that and the other, I need money because I need to get on a bus and I need to drink and this, that and the other. So often we think to ourselves, you know, really it's my money, I'm being a nice guy, and I'll give you the money. So the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, such a yesod over here. No, this is not your money. This money, Be'etzim, was his. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave it to you in order to give to him. As I stated in Or HaChaim HaKodesh, how he learns, poshut, pshat, touch. In the Heilige Torah HaKadoshah. Now, Lemaisa, we'll take questions afterwards because I want to go through a certain yon. Let me get weiter. Is, again, the yesod over here is, like for example, this phone being down. Imagine a person works in a bank. Person works in a bank. So when a person's sitting over there at the table there, taking the money in. So you can imagine hundreds of thousands of dollars goes through his hand on a daily basis. Hundreds, if not thousands, maybe even more than that. Does he go back at the end of the day upset that he didn't walk away with any money? He knows it doesn't belong to him. It's not my money. This is their money that they're just giving to me to deposit into the bank. He knows it's not his. So the Chaim HaKodesh is teaching us that we have to view our money, right? Especially if you have extra, you have everything you need, like the Chaim said. It's not yours. This is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam giving it to you like a bank. He's giving it to you to hold on to until you find the right person to give it to. So Mimele, that's why a person has to look by Hashkofa. And the extra money, when he lends people money, at Be'ez Hashem, when we discussed that mitzvah exactly, how does it work, when they're a chiv, how do you have to pay it back, do you have to make edim, do you have to make a shtar, these are lockers that we'll get to. But on Kaponim, that's one thing a person has to know. The Torah, by the way, mentions this also in the beginning of Hilchos Taka. There's a Merdeka Medrash. The Medrash, Bamidbar Rabbah, brings down that there's a Klal Godel. Three Matonas were put into this world. And if a person is Zoicha, to have any one of them, he has got the most precious treasure in the whole world. What are they? Took the Medrash. Number one, a person has chokhmah, a person has wisdom, he has everything. Number two, a person has strength, a person has gevurah, strength, he's got everything. Number three, a person has a person has wealth is also everything. So the Medrash, when is this? When a person uses it properly. If a person doesn't use it properly, then it's the worst thing possible. And he tells us there were two, that, as we know, two very wealthy men. As we know, one of them was called Korach, was a Yid, and one was a Goy called Haman. Both of them were extremely wealthy. Both of them completely destroyed because of their lack of the idea of how to understand how to use their money in that way. And a person has to realize that if a person has extra money and he had money in his pocket to give, somebody asked him to borrow money, to lend money, this, that and the other, a person has to realize it doesn't belong to you. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's money that has been mafkid by you. He gave it as a deposit to you in order to continue. But basically, there's a Moyudika al-Sheikh. The al-Sheikh al-Kodosh says an unbelievable thing. Listen to this. Shlomo HaMelech made a comparison, right, a sheikhus, between a person's heart and stocker, right? The Pasuk says, Chayev Sorim Leib Marpeh, Urakavat Somes Kino. That means, basically translated, as a tender heart brings healing of the flesh, but envy brings rotting of the bones. One who robs the poor disgraces his maker, one who gracious to the destitute honors him. Mimelas and Moedika Alshach over here, that gives us such an unbelievable yesoit. Zugda Alshach HaKodesh. He says like this, the heart, a person's lave, a person's heart, is the melech, is the king of every single one of his eivorim, is all of his organs in his body. What's the pshat? Because the heart pumps the life through your body. It pumps the blood through your entire body. Your heart pumping the blood doesn't circulate, and the person, Rahman and Islam, won't be here for much longer. Mimele, the lave, the heart, is considered to be the king of all of the eivorim in a person's body. Now, what is the pshat? What is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one organ to be mamash the whole ruler kamat of the whole body? What's the pshat? So it's a Moedika al-Sheikh. Says the al-Sheikh, what was the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam created the heart to run the whole body? That a person should learn from that the inyonim of stocka. As I state in the al-Sheikh HaKadosh, a person has to realize that if you have money, again, we're not talking about millions of dollars. If a person has extra money, like the Aruch Chaim told us, it's exactly shaykhus to the heart. And that means that the blood of the heart pops over the body. Everybody knows that doesn't belong to the heart. Oh, the heart's giving it out, so it belongs to the heart? No! That belongs to the whole body. But the heart was put ki'ilu in charge of pumping it around. Nimeila, a person has to say the same things with the al-Sheikh HaKadosh. Extra money that a person has, that's not for you to use. That's the pump around Klal Yisrael. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to you to use. And the male person has to know. I think it's a Moedika Pshat what the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh actually tells us. Let's continue. Let's start now with the actual mitzvah itself, to understand what the mitzvah is and when it's Nageya. So again, the Pasuk, as we mentioned before, tells us, Esk Im Kesef, right? Im Kesef Talva. Right? Right? If you want to lend money, which again, Rashi often flats. Rashi straight away tells us the kasha that we mentioned before. What's the pshat? Im is much mitzvah. Rishul said Rashi, no. There's a mechilta. The mechilta tells us there are three ims in the Torah that are a chiv. Even though it says im, but it's actually a chiv. What are the three? Number one, obviously, over here, by lending money. Number two, im mizbeah, by Shmoy's Perek of Aleph. And number three, v'im takriv minchas bikurim v'yikra perik beis. Al-Kaponim, the Mechilta tells us, Rashi brings it over here, that even though the Pasuk says im, it doesn't mean if, it's not a rishus, it's a chiv gomor. A person must lend money. Now, the Ma'is v'shulchan Aruch in two places, like for example in Yerudei Yisrael, Reish Mantel Siv Vav, and Choshev Mishvot Siman Sali Zayin Siv Aleph, tells us that there is a chiv, there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah for a person to lend money for a person in need. Now, not necessarily do we mean in need, meaning he's an oni. I've had an oni also. It could be a wealthy fellow. I had a fellow that came to me a couple of days ago, and he said to me like this. He said to me he has a tremendously wealthy uncle, but tremendously wealthy. I'm talking about, he lives here in Edgewood. He has an apartment of three floors, each one approximately 325 square meters. Bekitsa, he's got a, probably bigger than most houses in America, I assume that. That's pretty big. That's pretty big. Three floors, he has the whole marpeza of the entire roof, which is 325 square meters, probably bigger than the whole campus of the yeshiva. But I don't know. But the guy's very wealthy. He often comes to this guy. This is the guy who was telling me. This was the nephew. Huh?
What neighborhood?
He comes to me. The nephew was telling me this himself. He says to me, sometimes my uncle asks me for money. He possibly doesn't have any cash in his pocket. He needs to go and buy a Coke. I don't know what. Do I have a chiyuv to lend him money? I said, absolutely. lending money, people have a mistake and they think, well, that's only by a poor person, or never a person's got no money, so lend him some money. No! You know, the wealthiest person in the world, if he right now doesn't have $5 to buy a sandwich, there's a mitzvah in a Torah to give him money, to lend him money, you get a gavaldiga mitzvah. So that's klar. There's no nefkamin if he's a rich man or he's a poor man. Hu adin? The Shulchan Aruch and Yeridayis and Mereshimim test tells us, love dafka money. What, you think it's only by money, lending money? No! Lending anything. Any chayfetz, for example, svarim, food, for example, he needs to borrow, I don't know, a walkman, or this, whatever it may be. There's a mitzvah to lend people things. Right? Obviously, you have to watch out. We'll get to the halacha in a moment. Well, not today, Beis Hashem, another time. Of what's the halacha if he's not going to give it back to you, or if he's going to ruin it. That Beis Hashem will get to. But stam, the ikaron. There is a mitzvah in the Torah for a person to lend people money, whether they need it, but etzem or not. If right now they need it, abad de zachiyev. Fek the rashba moedik and kasha. If we're dealing over here with a mitzvah min haTorah, it's a chosh of a mitzvah. Where's the bracha? Where's the bracha? Asher k'dishuni b'mitzvah. A person should come along when I'm about to lend you money and say, 1 second, let me put on my gartel, have any mochan and mazoman, maybe go to the mikveh, and I say, Burich at Lachayu, why not? As I shake in the Rashba. Zug the Rashba, no, it's a famous say, by the way, we talked about this before, in Hilchus, for example, of Shlachmonis, and other times as well, and he tells us the Yisrael is maybe he won't accept it. I might lend you the money, and the end they'll say, no, you know what, I don't want it. Made a bracha for nothing. No, you're going to tell him, you must take it, it's a hefsek if you don't take it, right? It's a briskavot. I'm a kaponim, I might associate in the mass, but that's why we don't get bracha on lending money. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in Abbas Chesed, Chil Gimel Perik Gimel, by the way, the Chofetz Chaim in Abbas Chesed is the makor for a lot of the halachas that we'll be learning, Beis Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim writes, is if a person wants a tremendous...
You're sure
going to
take it? You promise?
Lambda! But then it's a because we don't know next time someone else won't do it. You can't make a bracha kavu on something that maybe one time a guy would accept it.
Well.
Right. Said the Chofetz Chaim Abbas Chesed, an amazing scholar. He said, it's Bodhi Gemenus, this has been tried and tested. Anybody that wants an unbelievable scholar for children, set up a gemach. If you set up a gemach for people lending and borrowing money, so the Chofetz Chaim, many people tried this gemach and they tried it and it worked and it was zeichah to children. Tremendous, tremendous thing that a person should do. He goes into detail how every single city should have its own gemach. V'chole v'chole. Now, Rabbi Isai, let me tell you something amazing about lending money. And you can ask them, why are we learning about lending money? Why don't we ask about stocker? Why don't we learn about hilchot stocker? That's also in the gay, right? Oh, but listen to this. There's a gemara in Shabbos tafayin gimel amon aleph. Where the Gemara says Samach Gimel Amen Aleph. Where the Gemara says Samach Gimel, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Godel Hamalve Yose Min HaOyse Tztaka. Zug the Gemara, Fuish Gemara in Shabbat Samach Gimel, that the person that lends money is more Godel, is more Chashav, is more greater than somebody that actually gives Tztaka. What's Pshat? Fet Rashi, what's going on? Zug Rashi, very Poshut, Poshut Eteretz. The Oni is not embarrassed. He's not embarrassed. No one's embarrassed to take someone's money if it's a lending, borrowing situation. Whereas if it's a chesed, or if it's tzedaka, see, he feels a bit cheap. He lost his self-dignity. If you look at the Me'iri, there's also the similar part as well. When you lend someone money, it feels just like a business. I'm a businessman. I'm borrowing money. I'll give it back to you. It's like a business. I'm a businessman. As I state in the Me'iri. As I pass from the Rambam as well, the Shulchan Aruch, Chayshim Mishra, Simon Salizai, comes along the Prisha, the Moed Kakasha. The Prisha, I don't understand. How can it be that lending money is more choshev than giving him money for free? When you give money to someone for free, you've just given him a present of $10. He never has to give it back to you. That should be unbelievable. Whereas this guy over here, I'm lending him $10. He has to now be busy on his head to figure out how he's going to pay me back. And when is he going to pay me back? Right? So, the Prisha, how can it be that giving free money is less than giving him money? I'll deny that you give it back to me. So he writes, this is the kamash malon of this halacha. The kamash malon of this halacha that a person gets more schar by lending money than actually giving stocker. By the way, it's brought down in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchot stocker. This is actually a higher madrigal than stocker because he's not embarrassed. But the Prisha writes that there's two mitzvahs over here. Number one, you make the oni happy. And number two, you're causing him not to recover from stocker. So Mimela, if you can lend somebody money that needs money, that stops him from taking from stocker, you have done a higher madrega than actually giving him money for no reason whatsoever and being a kabbalah stocker. So that's number one. Number two, when is there a chiv of lending money? Are you mechoyev, for example, to start borrowing money in order to do this mitzvah of lending money? So Be'etzim, the Chofetz Chaim tells us like this in Abbas Chesed, that the chiv to lend somebody's money is only if you have the money available. You've got the money. You've got the money in your pocket, you've got it in your wallet, you've got it in your room, you've got it in the safe, you've got it in the bank. Mein nafgemina, forget the Chofetz Chaim Meis, even if it's in your bank, and it's a terrible to go to the bank and start getting it out, a person should. Whereas, if a person doesn't have the money bechlal, he has to start borrowing it or selling things, that a person's not mechuyev to do. If you haven't got the money clear, ready now, you're not mechuyev. But if you have, about you should. Not only that, there's another heter. What if a person, for example, needs the money for another reason? Or he needs it to make a business deal to make profit. Now, lending the money, he's going to lose out on whatever it is. So, nevada, you can be mekel, and there's no chiyuv in that situation. Now, there is over here a seder kedima. If you have two people that come to you to borrow money, not always, you always have to give to both of them. If you haven't got enough for both of them, who wins? That's the shaila. So, two people come over to you, both want to borrow money. You've only got enough money for one. Who wins? So, number one, normally, the oni comes before an oshe. Normally, an oni comes before an oshe, right? Unless the oni won't pay you back. Or unless the oni needs it, stam things, and the osher needs it for real, very much dochidic things, then it could be. Number two, a koroiv, a relative, also comes first. What about a mumah? What about someone that's not mekayim Torah mitzvahs? So the Maizdor Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed writes that it's mashman, there's no chiv, but it's mutter to lend to him. The Pischi Tshuva in Yerideh Kufn and Tessikov and Hedalet brings a tvuras kav, and it's one of the achreinim, and says, no, you should not lend to him bechlal. The Maisa. Again, as we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch says, before you should choish of Mishpat Simon Sadi Zayin, if you have an Oshie, a rich person, right now needs the money. I don't care how wealthy he is, but right now he needs the money. Avad and Avad, you should lend him, except if you have an Oni there, then an Oni obviously comes first. Now, when the Maisa, as we mentioned before, as we mentioned again, Geminas Chasonim is included in lending money as well. Fakir, if you look in the Chazal, they tell us that Achnasid Aruchim, Bekecholim, Havoy Sameis, all Isaac in these inyanim as well. Now let me just finish with one last halacha, and that is, now that we know there's a chiv and a compulsory mitzvah for a person to lend money, how do you lend somebody money? How do you do it? She says, the Gemara Bom Metziah in Beis Amud Beis tells us, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Kol mi sheyesh loy mois, anybody that has money, Omova Oison Shaloy Be'edim, and he lends money without witnesses. Over mishum lifting, iverly sitting mishum. Right, possibly be compared to test that if a person lends money, imagine someone comes to you with five, can I borrow 5 shekel? Sure, here I'll give you 5 shekel, give it back to you tomorrow. No edim, so to tomorrow, you've just been over on an issa deraisa of lifting iverly sitting. There you are thinking you're doing the best mitzvah in the world, and you're over an issa deraisa of lifting iverly sitting mishum. What's the pshat? So the mice is like this. Rashi explains, what is the pshat? A person's over lifting iverly sitting mishum by lending without edim. What's the pshat? Zug Rashi. Goyrim klola la'atzmoy. When you lend money to someone without witnesses, you have caused yourself a klola. Why is that? Because he's going to forget you lend him the money. He's then going to deny it. And it's going to lead to sorts of klolas and bases and this and that, all sorts of problems. As though you state in Rashi. Now, that means, avadim ikadin, either you sign a proper shtar, or use edim. That's what we do. Now, there's two ways to explain the Gemara to understand. What's the concern over here? What are we worried about? I'm giving a guy 5 shekel. I'm worried about if the evil is in to make sure the guy's going to do what? What's going to happen? What's the bayah? So there's a shayla in the Rishonim Achronim, exactly what the chashash is. Rav a poskim, Rishonim the Achronim, for example, the famous sheet of the Lecha Mishnah is, where Chosh is not that he's going to deny it. He's probably going to forget. He doesn't remember 5 shekel. He's going to forget. He'll forget, and you come to him and say, by the way, you know you borrowed 5 shekel. What are you talking about? No, Bemis. He doesn't remember. If he doesn't remember, he's going to deny it. You're going to be upset. He's going to have problems. And so you state in the Lecha Mishnah. Others, for example, the famous sheet of the Marishdam, holds no. He's going to bedafkalai. He's going to intentionally come along and say, huh, what are you talking about? I paid it to you, you don't remember? Yes, I gave it to you in the night, in the car. And so you state in the Marishdam. So we have over here a machlokes. We have a machlokes. Are we worried? A. He'll deny it completely, or B, he'll just forget. Now the nafgamina between these achronim is in which precautions you should take to stop this situation from happening. So for example, if the chashas is like the Marishdam, that we're worried he's going to intentionally lie. So let's say you write, for example, a piece of paper, I owe you. That's not going to help, because they'll say, what do you mean, I owe you? It's already been paid. If it's already been paid, we're worried that he's going to attack a deny bedafka, and therefore you need a signed document by two people. But if the chashash, maybe he'll just forget, that if you go to IU, it's probably good enough. The Maisa, where Choshesh is only going to forget, like the Lecha Mishnah, and therefore any reminder is sufficient. Now the Maisa, you have to know, according to the Poskim, there's no enough gemina. If you lend it to a Talmud Chochem, to a Gadol, to a Rosh Hashiva, to a Rav, it doesn't make enough gemina. A person has to be careful to make some kind of either Edim or a signature with a star on it. Now the Maisa, the minig is one or the other. The minig is that either the minig is that you use one aid, we rely on one aid, don't need two. Or the other minig, the Chofetz Chaim brings in Avos Chesed in Perek Aleph, is that you write a note saying, you know, Sam, I borrowed money from you, here it is, and without ganz ma'isu on it. Now that comes along the Orach HaShulchan with the Gavaldi Gazach. And I think a lot of people are saying on this Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan writes, he doesn't understand why people are not makbid on this. People lend money left, right, and center. Nobody writes a shtar. Nobody writes an aidin. What's going on? So the Orach HaShulchan, the pshat must be that people trust each other. And if you trust the person that you're lending the money, that he's going to pay you back, that's mistoma. What the oilim is saying, again, the other person should have a shtar, the other person should have at least 1/8, and maybe the person should have it in that oifen, to make sure that no problems happen, and a body he won't be over, or if the evil is sitting, make sure. Next year, we'll go to the next halachas, or not of lending money, but if you already borrowed money, how long do you have to pay it back? And one of the chiyuvim, in chulei v'chulei, that Be'ez Hashem will go into next year. Join us then.